KNZA locker room chats continuing here on this Thursday night as the 2023 portion of the schedule is off and running for high school basketball. And again, we're talking Jefferson West, and we're joined by the boys head coach, that is Joe Smith. Coach, let's dive into it, and obviously no game for you guys on a Tuesday night, getting set for Friday against Nemaha Central. But let's go back to that game on December 20th, right before the break. You went on the road, took on a very good Holton team, 57-46, the final score. Wildcats were able to get that win over your team. But just what were a few key takeaways that you took from that game?
We're doing all the right things. We're playing hard, and we just got little small things to clean up to give ourselves a chance to win. We still turn it over quite a bit, and offensive rebounds has been an issue for us. But from an effort standpoint, we're right there. We just got to get in the habit of making winning plays all the time.
Do you feel like the practice time throughout the course of the holiday break was useful? Do you feel like it was productive? Some coaches have said it was a little bit challenging working around some weather and the Kasha rules. It was just a little bit different for them. I mean, how many practices were you guys able to get in? Do you feel it was, again, productive and positive going into 23?
I believe so. We played on Tuesday, and we could have practiced the rest of that week, but we didn't. Gave our guys some time off just to kind of let their bodies rest a little bit and clear their minds a little bit, because we have been, you know, we've been getting after it a lot. So we came back, and, you know, once we got back, we started with just a bunch of skill work just to get the basketball in everybody's hands and get them back comfortable. And this last week or so, we've really been getting after it. And we didn't play last night. We don't play until Friday. So, I mean, we still have a couple more practices to get in before we get back into the long stretch of the season.
Yeah, do you feel like it is kind of officially the start of the season? You start early December, you go hard for 2 weeks, then you're off for a couple of weeks, and now it seems like you may have a scenario where it's like you play more games and almost you have practice time really here in the next two-month push. Just what's kind of the expectation here from now until late February?
I think, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. Right out of the gate, it's just, you know, 5, 6, 7 quick games, and then you – It's almost like you start over again. I mean, you get a break and you kind of, you know, start narrowing down lineups and seeing who you can play and who you can't play. And now we're in the thick of it. So, I mean, it's pretty much two games every week from here on out and tournaments. So not as much practice time, but a lot of games, and which is why I kind of gave our guys some time off just to kind of let their bodies rest before we head into this going.
But what do you see from this Nemaha Central team for Friday, and what's kind of the expectation in that game?
Like you said, they lost quite a bit, but I mean, they play hard. I mean, that's the main thing I've seen. They play hard and they run their stuff. And, like I've told you before, like any team in the Big Seven you play is going to be a battle. So, I mean, it's not, no games are going to be, you know, you just show up and just because they lost a lot last year, then they'll be down or whatever the scenario is. Like, I mean, we still have to show up and play. And my expectations for Friday is just that. I mean, just come in and compete. I mean, and that's the name of the game, and how you at least give yourself an opportunity to be in a game at the end is just come out and compete. And we've been working on cleaning up some of the issues that I think we have. But, you know, just come out and compete and just give ourselves a chance at the end.
Finally, Coach, real quick, what will be a few keys for Friday to get a win at Nemaha?
For us, just continue sharing the ball. We've been playing really unselfish basketball, which I think helps us a lot. We've been moving the ball. We don't really care who scores. We got a bunch of guys, you know, averaging about the same thing. So, I mean, we don't really have a quote-unquote go-to guy. But for us, just continue to share the basketball, not turn the ball over, and not give teams second-chance opportunities on offensive rebounds. And I think that'll be our recipe for success for Friday and the rest of the season.
There it is, Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us coming out of the break. Their first game in 2023 on Friday at Nemaha Central, jumping right back into the Big Seven. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We're off and running. Good luck on Friday against Nemaha Central. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. It sounds good. Thank you.